All right, guys, what's up? Welcome to Vibe, a podcast by Swank. That's Virtual Intellect Beyond Entertainment. And today, we're going to talk about oral sex. Now, my first question is, does oral sex or head play a part in the foundations of your relationship? Does anybody want to jump in, or you want me to give
today's
my answer?
Guess?
I don't do that for privacy reasons, but if you want to be...
Bite size.
So we got at bite size. I don't know if you want to spell it. Let them know who you are.
_bite size.
You spell it weird, so you got to let them know how you spell it.
B-Y-T-E-S-I-D-E.
There you go. Bite size. Anybody else want to let their handles out? Okay.
Nothing to hide.
Let's do it. Okay, so does oral sex play a part in the foundations of your relationship?
First of all, I feel like it does to who I am now, but the younger me did not feel that way. That's why I was in that relationship for that long and didn't do anything. Because that's why that sparked this topic sparked from what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I was 17, so I really knew much about that. So, and when he was 17 too, and when you're young, you don't really be thinking about that in your relationship. It's kind of like these little high school kids.
Facts.
Like, you know, they don't really know what they really want and what's really meaningful in a relationship.
They just want to grab each other's butts.
Yeah, they just want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, I lost my virginity with him, but we were still both learning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, I was like, oh, yeah, this is it. Like, this is it. Yeah, this is it. Like, this is, yeah.
So it's important to you. Like, does it have to happen in your relationship? Or is it something that you can bypass? Like, all right, I ain't giving you head. It's all right.
No, I could bypass it because I was with a Jamaican who didn't like giving head.
Oh.
Yeah, that runs deep in the culture.
Yeah, that does.
I was the first person he did it on, and that was like a year into our relationship. And then that's when he started doing it. So I was like, I didn't think about cheating on him. It wasn't a big thing. I didn't imagine somebody else giving it to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like I said, it's not a big thing. I already started my sexual relationship not getting it and not giving it.
Oh, okay.
When I was 17. So, you know what I'm saying?
So, it doesn't really matter for you. It's like, all right, if I get it, I got it.
Yeah.
How would you feel if your partner was like, yo, I need this on a daily or on a...
On a daily, that's a dub.
Every other day or... Like, some
you
men...
Know, I don't know how to picture that because I feel like I know it's important, but no one ever told me, oh, you got to do this every day or every other day. And you know I'm very dominant, so nobody talks to me that way. But I don't mind doing it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I do it without anybody asking me. So that's, you know what I mean? So that's why I wouldn't know how to take that question if somebody said that. No one had to tell me that.
Okay. So I have another question just sparked. Is it a part of sex in the bedroom? Like, is it something that happens every time you have sex?
When I started doing it, yeah, it was kind of like all the time.
A regular thing, like the norm?
Yeah.
Not for me. Not when you start it. No, you don't know anything about sex. So you don't know, you're not familiar with giving or even receiving. So it's like a...
When I start, yeah.
Like
that was
uncharted territory.
Yeah.
You're kind of scared. And so somebody breaks the ice for you. Then you're like, oh, okay, this is not too bad. Now, yeah, it's a definite thing. Oral stimulation is a thing that has to happen in the bedroom.
I think it's like a sexual icebreaker.
Yep.
Yeah.
At this age, because I'm 27, so now, like, to start things, like, when you was younger, to start things off, you finger in the pants.
Yeah.
Finger,
yeah.
You trying to finger it, see what's up. But now, it's like, you know, you whip your joint out and see if she gonna top it off, especially if it's, like, a new encounter. You're like, all right. Like, but do y'all feel weird? Like, Bray, let me ask you. Do you feel weird, say you have a new partner, do you feel weird asking for it, like, how does that work? How does that go for you? Like, do you just lay down and just whip it out? Pause.
I don't ask. I feel like that's stupid. Just go with the flow.
But what if, all right, let me ask you this. Now, if you want it, I'm not gonna lie. I'm one of those people, I love it, I want it, I need it. Every time I'm laying up with a girl, I want it. Like, I think about it.
See, that's the thing. Like, when I'm having a sexual encounter, I don't really think about get ahead until like after I give it, because I'm more of the like I'm gonna do that first,
so
and then
the
and then I'll see if it's reciprocated.
It
but I
not,
don't really
it
don't it come to
matter.
Mind first thing. I mean, it matters if I'm gonna be in a relationship with that person, because sex without head is like kind of like peanut butter without jelly type of thing. It's like you can eat it. Yeah, but that it's is like, weird.
Yo, you can you ever try to eat a peanut butter? All right, fuck it. I don't want to go off topic. No, but all right.
It's just, it's incomplete. I mean, it's just incomplete. It's weird.
So you have no problem with giving without receiving if you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
In a relationship or
in a relate? I normally go for giving, period. So it doesn't have to be in a relationship. You feel me?
Do you have sex without the intentions of a relationship?
Do I have sex without what in a relationship?
Without the intentions of a relationship.
Do I have sex without the intentions of a relationship? I feel like everybody has had sex without the intentions of a relationship.
But do you?
No, not me.
But you never had a friends with benefit. You never had a none of that.
This is what Tyrone calls me. He says I only receive committed sex, and that's true. Like I cannot get aroused of somebody who just used me for a night or just friends with benefits and then having sex with other girls. No, and for me, it has to be like I know we're gonna be together. I know I'm waking up to this person next couple years. You know what I mean?
But is that every part of sex, or is that just like penetration? Like, what if it was just oral? The same energy?
Nobody touching me. Yeah. Same energy. Because for the most part, that leads to other things.
Sometimes.
Right.
Depends on the setting.
True.
I'm freaky as shit, so that's not just going to be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm not going to be like, okay, go home. Like, no.
I don't know. It's like, for me, I feel like the reason why I can have, like, sexual encounters without thinking about a relationship is because I think it's the viewpoints on sex that create that outlook. Like, people look at sex as such an intimate thing that it has to be with a partner.
Right, right.
Like, I guess for me, because in my head I'm like a freaking scientist and shit. Like, I wanna like go on this journey to see what I could do and like without being bound by that relationship, without being bound inside a relationship. But don't get me wrong, I love relationships. So yeah, like
I love relationships, but I like to have things.
I like relations.
I like relations. I love relationships, but I love relations without relationships.
Without the ship.
Without the ship. I don't like the ship. I don't like the water. I just want the ship. And a lot of head. I like head. So.
Oh, whoa. One thing I didn't answer. Mm-hmm. Is it important?
No.
Yes, but not all the time.
I understand.
Oral sex is an important part of sex, but I feel like there's exceptions where it's okay if you don't receive it for whatever reason that may be.
Quickies. I feel like that's the only instance where you like, all right, real quick, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? You're not really.
But if a quickie is good, you're going to want head.
Exactly. Yeah.
Out.
You right about that.
It's like it leaves you wanting more. If you don't get it within that moment of a quickie, you will eventually be like, yo, what's up tonight? Like, I gotta see you
again.
Yeah.
And then it gets prolonged.
What's up here?
Can y'all get out?
What you need,
just ask
what you need and get out. So, all right, so for me, see you guys later. All right, bye. 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 4321. Thank you. Sorry, guys. I'm actually at work, at my workplace. And, I work with kids, so sometimes they come to my office. My next question is, if you were receiving oral sex at a regular pace in a relationship, okay, if your partner stopped, if you stop giving your partner that and you don't want to do it anymore, would you be okay with your partner stepping out and getting it from somewhere else?
Let me. I gotta hear that question again, just so it can hit.
Okay. So, you stop giving head to your partner. Mm-hmm. Your partner really loves head, but you don't want to do it no more, right? Uh-huh. You just decided that you don't want to do it anymore. Uh-huh. Are you okay with your partner stepping out and getting it from somewhere else?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah and no. Okay.
I'm cool.
Let me come back to you. Because I know you have a reason.
Yeah.
Not saying you don't, but I want to. Matter of fact, you go. Because I don't want you to forget your reason.
I don't. Sex is an intimate thing. Yes.
Wait, you just said that it's like, okay for the person to step out and get.
Yeah.
Get head from somewhere else.
I mean, personally,
in a relationship, remember.
If I was in a relationship with a girl who looked at that as like, nah, I wouldn't do it out of respect for her. And me, I'm not going to take it upon myself to search for that anyway, because that's just who I am in a relationship. But if, for whatever reason, I'm not giving them head, I'm like, I...
Oh, so there's no discomfort in that.
I'm perfectly comfortable with who I am and how I feel and how I think, to the point where something like that wouldn't bother me. Like even like my views on sex isn't made up where I can look at that as an abnormal thing or a taboo thing. You feel me? We all have desires. Certain desires need to be met. Certain can be transcended upon, you know, and withheld on. I mean, if she leave me, then she wasn't for me in the first place. Like,
but how does that not bother you? If you're in a relationship, it's
oral sex. You feel me? A woman has a clitoris. Do you know how sensitive a clitoris is? Do you know how many nerve endings is in a clitoris?
I feel like a guy getting head
can't relate to a girl getting head, because it's just a completely different sensation. Completely different sensation.
I got both, so I know.
You feel what?
Wait a minute.
What? Completely different sensation. And it's like, why are you not giving head to your girl? You know what? Have that.
Okay, but remember, head either leads to something else, or head can end.
I feel like it can, but that's where you got to know your partner. You feel me?
Bro, you already granted your partner to have sex with somebody else, oral sex at that.
If I had a girl who was cool with me getting head from other girls, I get head from other girls.
So it has to be.
I don't look at head as a crazy thing.
Two-sided. So let me ask you this.
It has to be two-sided. So
you're okay with a poly relationship then? Can I say that?
Definition. Can I get the? I've heard of that term before, but can I get the meaning behind it? If you have the correct meaning behind it. Meeting. We're having a meeting.
Wait, they sent her down. Why didn't tell her to stay in our thing?
A poly relationship is when you're in a relationship with numerous people.
Yes, more than one partner.
The reason why I wouldn't do a poly whatever relationship is because I can't picture me being in love with more than one person. I feel like if I'm in a relationship with you, like I'm building with you, I'm in love with you, I want to fall in love with you, I want to do all of these things. A poly thing, like I don't look at it as a bad thing, but I don't see how it would work for me, knowing the affection that I would have for just one person. So, as far as like sexual desires and things like that, if you want to go get some head or whatever, cool.
So she want a dick. It's a dub?
I feel like that's different. I feel like that's too intimate.
But it's like getting head, you're walking on this.
You're walking on a string.
And that string pops. An icebreaker,
I can get head from a girl and not seek anything else.
All right, but that's you. That's me. About a female.
You're talking about a female. Which nerve endings? How much? Exactly. So. You know, given that, to me, a girl receiving head is more intimate, like you said, than a guy receiving head, right? So, I feel like it can amount to sex too, because a girl can actually have an orgasm off her head, So it's to me it would be a no, because I just can't see it. Like, if I'm in a relationship and you want head and I'm not gonna give it to you, then bitch, you ain't getting head. Sorry, like. I mean, if she gonna cheat, then we gonna just go our separate ways, and I'm gonna find a girl that don't think that that's foundational relationship.
That's part of how I feel. If she cheat, then I'm out. But it's like, I don't know, bro. It's like,
your lady can have you for sex and another guy for head, or she can have multiple. This is getting crazy to me. To me, it's like the thought of it is making me sick. Like, how can you be okay? No, for real, like. How can you be okay with your...
But
you're in a relationship.
Remember the example. This is if I'm not giving head for whatever reason.
Right.
And I give head. So that wouldn't happen.
Right. So you get into it.
No. But this is the point.
But the point is, naturally, he has no problem with it. So the other theory doesn't need to be thought into.
No, it should.
But why? Because
what if one day he decides that he doesn't want to give head?
I don't think Briggs like that.
He's not, but what if he was?
No.
There's what ifs. There's always what
ifs. Okay, and that's the theory, but, you're deep into it.
The person who can't answer that is the person who's saying, I don't want to. And Bree can't answer that.
You ever said that you never would do something and you end up doing it years later?
All the time.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's
that's
not.
That's different.
It's not.
That's not doing something. That's stopping something.
Eating ass. A lot of people say, never go eat ass and they end up eating ass.
I wouldn't do it because of my outlook on it. That's all.
Yeah, outlook can change.
I mean, certain people have thoughts so internalized that it doesn't change. And if it does change for reason...
Hey, there might be a girl out there that might trigger that change in thought. That little thought.
No, the only thing I've thought of is, like, putting it in her ass. Wow. But licking it?
Well, let's not get off topic. You said no. Why do you say no? Bite size.
That I'm not with it. Like, if I'm in a relationship and...
You're like, I'm not giving head no more. Can your man go out and get it for someone else?
No.
Why not?
Because if I'm in a relationship, that means that moment he belongs to me. The difference is, in my relationship...
Ooh, like, that was an interesting statement.
Yes.
I gotta talk. You gotta talk about that.
In my relationship, I'm married, so it's different. That's why I would say no. So if my husband steps out of our marriage to go receive head elsewhere, then you're now committing adultery. Now, if it's a situation where we have a conversation and we invite someone into our home or into our bedroom, then that's something different. If I know that I'm not going to give and he wants to receive, then that's my place to now put someone in place to give. But if he does it on his own, he's cheating. That's why I said no. He's not allowed to go do it himself. But I know if, on my behalf, if that's not something I'm into doing, I would make sure that part of his pleasure is pleased.
Got you. You said something she said sparked you.
Yeah. I feel like it's a conversation we need to have for like another podcast or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because,
But back to the poly, whatever relationship that he mentioned, when you think of something like that and you use the word relationship, it's such a strong word,
right,
which confuses the dynamic of the situation. Now, you can be in that and not be in a relationship per se, but an understanding,
yeah,
which is why a lot of people are in open relationships where they are very understanding of their partner. And it's like, all right, cool. If I don't satisfy you in that way, I'm comfortable with someone else satisfying you in that way, because there may be some areas that you lack that I want satisfied by someone else.
Yeah.
But that's understandable between two people.
Yeah.
Now back to the poly, how do you say it?
Poly
relationship.
Oh, sorry, I was saying it right. The poly relationship, when you think of three people in a situation like that, you don't have to be in love with either party, as opposed to just having a complete, honest connection with them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go for energy and just vibes and stuff like that. And I might vibe with you and vibe with the other person. They vibe together well. It doesn't mean that we have to all be in love or all be in life, but just a similar common understanding is a poly relationship.
A threesome could just be a poly relationship. Seriously.
Perfect.
Okay, so now let's get into quality. Now the quality of
head. Which one will Marianne? Because I would just tell her to stay upstairs and sit up there until it's time.
Which, yeah, she's standing in front of the door.
I don't know, because they told her to come down, so I want her to stand. Is she standing there?
In front of
the... Okay,
we got it.
All right, so the quality of what you're receiving from your partner, if it's bad. Now, I know you guys are gonna say, "Oh, we're gonna talk about it and fix it." You've done everything. You tried to fix it. You tried to look up stuff. You googled it. You watched porn. You told him. You told her to spit. You told him.
We talked about this last podcast with the old staff.
No. You talking about sex being the main component? This is way different. Now the quality of the oral sex, right? Will you venture out and try to find something else? Would you keep trying to work on it, or would you just settle and keep getting bad head from your partner?
If there's no point of improvement. There's no improvement. None. At all.
You tried everything.
A strong part of me wants to say it's just sex. I can go without that component. But a small part of me is like, nigga, what are you doing? So it's like, it would be a very huge internal conflict. I feel like if the connection is way, way, way stronger than the sex, then there are flaws within sex. I feel like there's a possibility.
It's so brave for him to say, right?
I don't know. I feel like there's a possibility I could go without that component they suck at.
Because it accommodates for the land. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I might dip.
Huh? I'm the fuck out.
I'm out. I am completely gone. Like, huh? Like, if the head is really bad and it cannot get better, and you're with this person, you've been with this person for a year or two, and the head just not, it doesn't get better. You tried everything. You looked up stuff. He looked up stuff. He's trying. He's really trying. He's trying to eat your pussy the best way he can, but he just cannot get it. You cannot.
That's
like,
a hard question.
Yo,
are you
going to
stay?
Question.
Are you
going to
cheat? Are you going to settle?
I like to tell people how real I am. So cheating is not in it for me. But it's hard to say if I leave somebody for that. Like I said, I've been in a relationship where I wasn't receiving.
Right.
So it's
but
like,
that was before, though. That was before.
It is. But that's why it's hard, right? Because I get attached to people. So I don't know.
Mm. Me, I gotta go. Like,
Cause
what if you feel like you find your soulmate type shit? You know what I mean?
But if that's
if
your soulmate, they would be good at that.
Yes,
that's your soulmate.
Yes,
but
yes.
That's your soulmate, right? So it doesn't. How
my
does
soulmate know how to fuck?
God, no, let's.
All right, so your description of soulmate is different from others. Everyone's different. Everyone's
yeah,
different.
Yeah,
but
that's
what
true.
Makes your soulmate though? If we gonna talk on that, if
we're
right,
souls intertwined,
soul-
and then
not at all.
What's a soulmate for you, and what love is to you is for me different from her, different from him.
But a soul-
that's what I'm saying.
I don't even know how to explain a soulmate.
I can answer that because a soulmate would be able to reflect your qualities and what you lack, and also what you share in common. There's a I don't want to say there's one person out there for everybody. I don't believe that at all. I believe that...
It's about 20, 30 for me.
This how I look at soulmates.
You need to stop saying that, because...
I look at it like this, right? You're a person. Now, there's three groups of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's people out there who you're not... There's people out there who you're barely compatible with.
Right.
There's people out there who you're moderately compatible with. You know, it'll work. But it'll take some type of work for it to work. And then there are people who are highly compatible for you. Quote unquote, those are your soulmates. It's not going to take much work because there's a connection, there's a connect. It just clicks.
Mm.
You feel me? And those highly compatible people, it's going to be like magnetism. It's just going to work. You two are going to have things that you just, that blends with well.
Right.
And the quality of sex that you give plays a big part of who you are as a person from a spiritual aspect. I feel like you would connect with that person immediately and probably not even know why. But apart from personality and everything else, most definitely you'll have good-ass sex. So I feel like...
So let me ask...
Okay, I get your perspective on the soulmate thing and the...
But let me ask this. Let me ask this question. Wait. I got it. Let me ask this question. Okay. Does your soul matery, whatever you call it, the connection between you and your partner, mm-hmm. right? Does that play a part in your arousal when receiving head or giving head?
Yeah.
Like, will that change the feeling? Like, say you got head from a stranger. You got head from your soulmate.
Then again,
does
yes,
that change the quality
yes
of?
No.
Would
yes,
that change the quality?
Yes, I want to say yes, and a part of me wants to say no. I'm gonna answer for the part of
you have to say yes.
Yes,
because of everything you just said, yeah. You have to say yes because that's what sparked my question.
All right, so I'm gonna say yes because it's one thing to like do something well, and then it's another thing to actually like this person or love this person, and just seeing them do these things to you and feeling these things coming from them, it's like, I guess, like a boost.
So a girl that you really like is giving you head.
Uh-huh.
Does it make it more enjoyable? Does it make it
yeah,
feel, it makes
yeah.
it feel better?
It's like a visual validation type of thing. Not
visual.
Even just visual, because I don't know.
I
feel I
hate
like
the way girls look when they give head. I'm not gonna lie.
Like no, visual, not how they
it's
not
ugly.
Not
I'm
how
trying.
They look, but
it's
just
ugly.
But
I
just
like
it's
it.
Them. You're seeing them. You're seeing that person, dude. Or like
I can't
knowing
look.
That person is. Doing
can't look at them the same.
Or
but,
that
not, but not everybody thinks that way.
Yeah,
no,
like
I
every
know.
Guy.
Yeah, but
hits
okay.
The way
okay
he looks.
So So is there such thing as bad head if you're really in love with that person? Like, can you do bad if you're like?
Oh yeah, I didn't say it was. I just don't think I can leave somebody just for that. You know what I mean?
There's a such thing as bad head. Like you said, you try everything. The person is cool. The connection is there. Everything is.
The grass ain't always green at, on the other side, right? So what if somebody who is giving you great head, but they just personality sucks and it's just toxic and everything is not.
See, I'm
so
not.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm not.
Now you're thinking about what the fuck you just left.
Are you asking?
You know why I'm asking you.
I'm not putting sex over character. I can't put sex
over
character.
That's basically what I'm trying to say. He says better words than me.
I can't put sex over character.
Sex over character.
And that's why I say it's hard for me. So, you know what I'm saying? Just to leave somebody just for that. Because what if the dick is good, the head's just not good.
That's true. But you know what's crazy? A lot of females, a lot of people, let me not even do that. A lot of people really put oral sex over actual dick in the butt, dick in the pussy, sex.
That's
like,
true, some
people really
like,
put
it
over penetration.
I don't want dick today, I just want head. I understand
and
that.
And it goes like, yo, if you don't give head, this can't happen.
It's
like,
a different type of stimulation, though. That's the reason.
That's true.
Now, so, back to your other question. You asked if it is, like, if you get it from someone that you love or someone that you don't love, is there a difference? It depends on the person. So, like, if I'm receiving it from someone I love, is there a different feeling from someone that I don't care about? Yeah. But if I'm giving it to someone that I love and giving it to someone I don't care about, for some reason, the person I care less about gets the best head. It always works that way because it's like, it means more to them because it's like, I really don't give a fuck about you. We're just enjoying this moment. That moment is more enjoyable than the one that I'm sharing passionate oral sex with, because then it's like, it's a connection. It's more than just oral sex. So the focus point is different. So now I'm pleasing everything about you, your mind, the way you feel. The moment we're sharing, the post, I'm just sucking your dick because I want to suck dick and I'm enjoying sucking your dick. And he's like, wow, this is the best head I've ever received. But then when you do that, feelings do come around. So then you have to deal with that person's emotions where, you know, they get attached. So it can go both
ways. That goes into the mind state of how are you thinking when you have sex? Or how do you approach
sex? Right, because I'm opposite from her. I'll give the craziest head because I love that person. I'm compassionate. And I get my freakiness comes from how I love somebody. You know what I mean?
I'm detached when I have
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I can, like, during sex, when I'm having sex, it's like, it's not like my emotions go away. It's just like
my consciousness goes away. Like, I just let it.
I'm not Bray when I'm fucking you. This nigga who's about to fuck the shit out of you.
I'm an acid warrior.
I'm not.
I'm definitely like.
I'm not
a
you,
ninja
really?
Or some shit.
I'm about to.
You know
no,
you remind me of
you fucking vestibular. You're like fucking.
I'm definitely different. Like, I kind of lose my like.
Yeah.
Yo, I feel like. I don't know what I know what you mean though.
Yeah, like I can't.
I'm like, I'm the Superman of sex. When I'm not really, when that light comes on and my shirt go off, the lights have to go off. In fact, but
the guy from Superbad, no fat one with the white ones, always cursing those super freaky shit.
What the fuck?
That's who remind me of.
Superbad.
Yeah, the fat one.
Wow, I'm the fat guy. All right. It's
not about what how you look.
Oh, this is my 2 minute warning. So we're gonna wrap this up. My views are that love head needed. I cannot be in a relationship if I'm not receiving good or head at all, because I wouldn't jump into it regardless. So,
Have you ever encountered a female that just wanted to give head and didn't want to receive?
Love those females. They are 10 in 10 million. They are 1 in 1 million. That's the same thing.
I haven't encountered
and I love
that. I would love to encounter that.
Real quick, anybody else want to share their conclusion of this conversation? All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Suck dick, save a smile.
Huh? Suck dick, save a smile. I love it. See y'all next time. This is Vibe Podcast by Swink, Virtual Intellect, Beyond Entertainment. Thank you for tuning in.